Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve.
Yeah, Remedy Plumbing.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Ian with Remedy Plumbing.
Oh, hi, Ian. How are you doing today?
Good, you?
Good, good. Did you get my voicemail I just left you?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So I was just following up with you, seeing if you had seen the offer that we had sent out to your business about 2.5 weeks ago.
What's the name of your company?
It's called the Bank of Cardiff. No, it sounds weird on the phone. I can spell it for you. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Hey, hold on just 1 second, please.
Yeah, you got it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay, no worries. Yeah, so I was actually go ahead.
What are you guys offering?
The offer that we sent out was for some equipment or some capital. Are you looking for, any kind of additional funding this fourth quarter, or are you guys trying to maybe bring out some equipment? You guys are pre-approved with us, so that's why I was doing a call here.
So what does your pre-approval mean?
So the pre-approval is actually just based off of your, some borrowing history that you had established. I mean, did you do a working capital loan, it looks like, a couple of years back?
Yeah, did some with On Deck for a while, and did one with another company.
Okay, nice. So that's where our pre-approval came from. It's just you have some good borrowing history. So, our initial look into your business, that's what you got a pre-approval for. I don't know how much it was. I think it was for either 250 or 150, somewhere around there. But are you looking to bring on some capital again? Or?
Well, it probably depends on there's only stuff I can buy to make more money. It probably depends on how much your money is, how much your money costs to borrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this: when you were doing work with On Deck, how much did you take out, and what was the rates like on that?
Way too much, but I don't remember what it was. I remember that I wasn't really wanting to do it again unless I had to.
Okay.
But I don't remember how much it was now.
That's all right.
I believe I was paying close to $1,000 a month in interest.
$1,000 a month?
That's what I want to say. Maybe borrowed. Like I said, I can't remember for sure, but I may have borrowed $40,000-$50,000.
Okay.
I must say my payback was around $750 to $800 a week.
Okay. Was that set up on weekly payments?
Daily.
Daily? So you're paying about $160 a day?
I think it was 178 is the number that's
coming to mind. Okay. What did you use that money for? Did you make a good return on it at least?
There was a return on it. I was able to buy a lot of material for some jobs. Bought some stuff for the office. Of course, that's not a return, really, but it is and it isn't. But the material stuff I was able to make money on, it wasn't enough for me to want to do it again, I guess, for that amount of, for that kind of interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you were to do it again, how much are you looking to bring on, maybe? If I can get you a really good rate and good terms.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
That's all right. If you were looking to do it again, you know, if I can get you some really good rates, good terms, you know, how much would you be looking to maybe take out?
No. I could probably, I'm going to try using another work truck and maybe some drain cleaning equipment and stuff. So, I could probably get rid of 70,000 pretty easy.
70,000? Okay. Now, I just heard you mention, like, you were thinking about bringing on a truck as well. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two different options that we could do there because we have equipment financing as well. That's something that OnDeck does not have. We can do equipment financing, so that's like your normal traditional type of loan where it's just like if you went out and bought a car and, you know, it's longer terms, smaller payments, better terms. That's really nice. So, I mean, we can, you know, you could finance a truck for, you know, up to, you know, 6 years if you really needed to. And then you could break it down into, like, if you wanted materials, you know, figure out how much the materials are, and then we can use that working capital for the materials. That's actually, it'd be a lot better for you and a lot cheaper.
Okay. I've got a good payment history, but I don't have a whole lot of, I don't have good credit.
Okay, what's your credit at? Just curiosity. Range.
I don't really know. Oh, for sure, but my guess it's 55, I'm going to guess.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to guess it's 450 to 5.
Okay, 455, okay.
But I'm not for sure on that.
Okay. It's been a while since you've looked at it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, well, we could always try to get, you know, get you... you know, qualified for the equipment financing. You know, we work with, you know, credit tiers A to D. I mean, if that's not always an option, and then we can just turn right back around and do the working capital. How much is that truck that you're thinking about bringing on, maybe?
Another work van, probably around 40.
40?
Yeah.
Okay. And just, like, is it going to be a new truck? Is there a used truck?
At 40,000, it'd be a new work van.
A new work van?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a van.
40,000, that'd be a new price.
Okay, cool. Are you going to be the one driving it, or is it you hiring new personnel, or how's that working?
I'd be the one driving that one, and the one that I have, I'd try to hand down to the guy that I'm hiring.
Okay. So then you're going to have two trucks running.
Right.
Or two vans,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you had two vans, would that make you... How much would you make off of having two vans instead of just the one? Like, would you have a good return? More business, I guess?
Yeah, well, we could definitely get more done quicker, which means we can attack more and go after more work.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that before. I had two vans, but the other guy quit, and I tried finding the right guy to do it again, but I haven't found him yet.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I think I've got a guy starting. He's moving into the area. I've got him starting the end of this month. I think he'd be a good guy for the job. And that's what I'm planning on trying to do again.
Okay. Have you budgeted to see how much more you could possibly make per year?
No, not really. I mean, it just, there's too many variables in it.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, well, let me ask you this. What are your annual sales looking like? How much did you do last year in sales?
I don't know about last year. I'd have to ask my wife.
Okay.
Before that, I think we did I think it was 247 or something like that. Year before that, but I don't know what last year was.
Okay. Do you know what you're on track for this year or no?
I no idea. I have no idea. Quite a while. I've got too many other things to do.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. And when you're talking about materials, are you just talking about like inventory and things like that, or what kind of materials are you thinking about?
Just inventory.
Inventory? Okay.
Inventory probably wouldn't really be that much, really.
The nice thing about inventory, though, for real, is that, you know, if you borrow some money and you can turn it over, you know, four times, you know, you've already paid for it once, you know, paid back the loan, and now you're making, you know, three times the profit, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's...
Right.
So, let's just say, you know, let's say that you borrowed, I don't know, let's just say, like, $25,000 or $40,000, you know, and you bought it in materials. Do you think you could turn that over a couple times?
I probably wouldn't want to spend that much.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's just say if you borrowed $10,000, do you think you could turn that over a couple times at least?
You mean make $40,000 off my $10,000? Is that what you mean? What do you mean by turn it over?
So let's say, here's an example. Like, here's one of my customers. So one of my customers, they're taking out, I think it's like $20,000 for inventory, just like you're saying, but, and now when they flip it, it's going to cost about $20,000, you know, to sell all the inventory. So they already paid for the loan, but they have enough inventory to do that, you know, three more times. So they're actually going to make, you know, about $60,000 off of borrowing $20,000. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I would not make that much money off my inventory.
I mean, if I borrow $10,000, in inventory, I may make $20,000 off my $10,000.
Okay, so that's a $10,000 profit, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I mean, that's. You know, if you borrow 10 and you make 10, I mean, that's a no-brainer to me, I guess. I mean, but that's just me, but that's pretty good there. I mean, how long have you been considering doing this? Like, taking out, you know, a loan, or was it just my voicemail that kind of caught your attention?
Yeah, it's just your voicemail.
Okay.
Now, we're comfortable where we are right now, but, you know, if you can get money for a decent price, and you can make more, then it's always a no-brainer to borrow money, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm here for. You know, I'm here to help you guys help your business grow. I'm here to help you guys make money. You know, that's what I'm here for. You know, if you want a truck, I'll get you a truck. If you want inventory, I'll get you inventory. You know, that's what I'm here for. Now. Obviously, I mean, since you've kind of been, you know, just because of my voicemail, I mean, have you thought about ever going to your bank or anything, or do you have a, you know, any kind of thing going on with your local bank?
I never have.
No? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, I mean, this is what I would do for you, or this is my take from it. I know you don't have, like, a deadline. You know, you just told me that it would be nice, you know, if you could borrow some money.